She plays Chopin. When he is pensive, as in one of his nocturnes, quiet, with only a light fluttering of fingers to keep the stream of sound from utter surrender to that clear, dark, single nightingale of melody pulling your heartstrings ever higher into the moonlight until veins of pure emotion shimmer like silken spider webs plucked by starlight and echoed with dew. When he is pensive, in this way, as in one of his nocturnes, then it is best a woman conjure his tones from the piano, one who moves easily among the shadows of black and white keys without surprise, whose touch is soft or surreptitious, a hand brushing gently across your shoulder, while she whispers into your ear, so that you will not see the pearl she lets fall beyond your view, the one that trembles in its own opalescence before it splashes into the black pool of sadness you never knew was there until you heard Chopin.